Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In our world today, the pursuit of wealth often overshadows the pursuit of wisdom. So, how do we, as people of faith, navigate the complex landscape of money? How can you reconcile your earthly needs with your eternal values? Today, we embark on a journey, not to chase riches, but to discover true prosperity. We'll explore the profound truths found within Scripture, illuminating how we can influence our future with money. Not through greed or selfish abandon, but through stewardship, generosity, and a heart firmly rooted in God's provision. The Bible has a lot to say about money, and how we handle our finances today can determine the kind of future we walk into tomorrow. Let's join Evangelist Paul Acqua in today's message titled Influencing Your Future with Money as he delves into principles that can transform our financial lives and ultimately transform our destinies.
Money is always a controversial topic in any book or any ministry context and setting, yet it's a powerful tool and a resource that can make all the difference. So, do you know the power that money gives you to influence your future? It's a question I want to ask you. Why can't we see money as a tool or as a potential to impact our future? It really can influence your future, I tell you. And I think if we will start on the negative side of this, it will be easier to see the positive impact or the positive influence of money on our futures. So let me start with how money affects your future in a negative way, first of all. You can use money to sow to the flesh. I think we will all agree that you can use money to buy drugs. You can use money to be addicted to alcohol or whatever. You can use money for any number of things that are flesh-oriented. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 that if you will sow to the flesh, you will reap corruption. Reaping is a future event, isn't it? If you sow something, and obviously you're looking forward to reaping, and that's future. So we can all agree that money can be used in a negative way. But I want to assure you that money isn't evil like some people think. It's simply a tool. Why can't we see money as a tool or as a potential to sow towards the Spirit? That means the things of God. God wants to bless you with more resources so that you can be an even greater blessing as well. He told Abraham, whoever bless you, I will bless them as well. And he says that he wants to bless Abraham and his descendants so that they can be a blessing as well. So I can sow my money into missionaries, for example. I can sow my money into my church. I can sow my money into blessing people, lifting people up. I can attach spiritual significance to my money based on what's going on in my heart. So we need to realize that money gives you power to influence your future, either positively or negatively. There is a spiritual law that all reap what they sow. That's what the Bible says. You reap the future, what you are sowing now. Those who fail to sow finances into the gospel will fail to reap finances in their personal lives. It's a spiritual law, my friend. Those who give generously will receive generously. And that's the future. And that's what the Bible says. You can read 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. It says, those who give generously will receive generously as well. And receiving, you're looking forward to that. And that's a future. So you can influence your future. You can impact your future with money. This truth applies not only to those who support ministers, but also to the ministers themselves. Those who give of their time and minister, their time and effort to share the word of God with others will reap a financial harvest from their ministries. I'm telling you, it's important. So the Bible says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. You reap in the future what you are sowing now. This is one of the spiritual laws of God that controls people's lives. It does not have to be believed to work. It's a law that works, my friend. Those who fail to believe this law and conduct their lives against God's instructions, they reap the negative harvest of corruption. That's what the Bible says. Those who submit to this law through compliance reap the positive harvest of life everlasting. So the Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 8 that whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Future, my friend. So the greatest use of your money isn't just temporary things, but it's for the future. Not only in this physical life future that I'm talking about. The Bible says use money to make friends with people, to touch people's lives, so that when you die, they will receive you into everlasting habitations. Do you know that's in the Bible? That's what Jesus said. Jesus said in Luke chapter 16 verse 9 that I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. It's a marvelous text of scripture. Jesus spoke about money many, many times in the Bible. So Jesus is saying we need to use money not just for this physical world future, but for our eternal future. So you need to touch people's lives so that when you die, they will be lined up to welcome you into heaven. Incredible. The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. So when I touch my faith and my love to my resources, they have a spiritual dynamic to them. They have a potential spiritual impact, and that can impact my future as well. So I can use my money to influence my future, either as a negative for the flesh, or I can use it as a positive for the spirit. Money is going to take on the nature of the one who holds on to it, who has it. And so my money is carrying in my nature, which is the spirit of God, to bless, to love, to give, to lift up, and I'm sowing to the Spirit with my money. The Spirit of God lives in me. Let me tell you a marvelous story that I heard. This story I heard, it was about a man who had a dream, and in this dream, he went to heaven. When he got to heaven, there were people lined up to thank him. People started saying, "Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed." And this man was marveled, and he started saying, "When did I ever touch you as somebody from a different nation, a different country? I don't even know you." Then the man said that when that missionary came to your church in your country and you gave money to him, he used the money to bring the gospel to me, and I am a life that was changed. So this is literally what Jesus was saying. Jesus said in Luke chapter 16 verse 9 that, "I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings." You see, we need to recognize that money gives a power to influence our future. Not only our physical future, but as well as our spiritual eternal future. Everything in this world, my friend, is someday going to be gone away. It's going to melt away with fervent heat. It's what the Bible says. But you can take this money, these riches that are temporary, that won't last beyond this earth, and you can turn them into something eternal. I'm telling you, think about that. You can take something temporary and turn it into something eternal. How do you do that, you may ask? By investing in people's lives. by touching people. One of the greatest ways to touch people isn't with just physical things, although that's part of it, is to share the gospel with them. It's one of the greatest ways to touch people, I'm telling you. You can do so by investing money into your church or into a ministry or into a missionary that is changing people's lives. You need to realize that money that you give to them, that money never leaves your life. I want to say this again. The money that you give to these ministers and ministries and to your church, they never leave your life. Yes, the money you give is not going to leave your life. It just enters into your future, your eternal future. And someday you will receive people coming to you and thanking you for the money that you invested. It's so important, my friend. Think about it. So you can take something that's temporary, that isn't going to last, and turn into something eternal. I tell you, it's not foolish to take something that you cannot keep and turn it into something that you could never lose. Eternity, you will not lose it. That's so important. But most people don't look at money that way, which is very sad. Are you one of those people that you just look at money for this life? So you get things, you get different gadgets, and you have all of these things. Let me ask you a question. How many bedrooms do you need to be able to sleep well? Sooner or later, you just need to come to a place, to a realization where you are content with what you have. I'm not saying that God doesn't want you to prosper. I'm not saying that God doesn't want you to have things, but that shouldn't be your focus. Your focus ought to be on God. How much can I take and give? Yes, I'm supposed to take care of my family. That's very important because that's instruction from God. God doesn't mind me having things. He's a generous God. So I'm not saying that you live in poverty. I am not against people having big houses and things like that. But that shouldn't be your main focus, my friend. Your focus ought to be, God, you have given me these resources. How can I use my wealth? How can I use my money to touch people's lives, to make friends out of this money, so that when I go to heaven, I will be bringing people to heaven with me? It's a very good thought. Am I saying that there is a bad way to go to heaven? Not at all. There is no bad way to go to heaven. So if you just get into heaven without using your wealth for the expansion of the kingdom, or if you have never given anything, and if you've never touched anybody, and yet you get to heaven, it's still going to be marvelous. It's going to be good. It's going to be a bliss. But I tell you, I don't want to just get there alone. I want to bring people with me. I want to have people whose lives I have touched to be with me in heaven. So, you know, whenever I think of these faithful men and women of God who had died, I always think of what Jesus said in this scripture, Luke 16:9, which says, I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. So all these faithful men and women of God who have died, I wonder how many people were lined up to welcome them into eternity. They touched so many people's lives, seeing people born again. All of those people who had already preceded them in death, they preceded them and they're already in heaven, were lined up to welcome them into heaven. And for some of these faithful ministers, they used their resources that God gave to them to preach the gospel, to go on television, to go on radio, to put out materials, to hold crusades, to do things. And because of that, I can assure you, they saw many people welcoming them into heaven. Again, there is no bad way to get to heaven, but wouldn't you like to have people there you have touched? Wouldn't you like to see people that you tied their lives welcoming you into heaven? Wouldn't you like that one? This is why Jesus is saying, I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. My friend, you need to use the money that God has entrusted to you to touch people. Again, God doesn't mind you having things, but it ought to be that you seek first the kingdom of God. And I promise you, once you start doing this, and if you put God first, God is never going to let you outgive him. His hands are bigger than yours. If you start giving God, he's going to give back to you many, many times over. It's so important. Use your money to impact your future. If you have received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, my friend, watch how you use your money. Make sure you send it ahead into your future. And if you haven't received Christ, then you don't have a portion in this at all. The first step to take is to receive him as your Lord and personal Savior. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.